Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So we were in New York City filming, and I said, I'm going to get punched in the face.
This is what you said? Viral.
Yeah, yeah. I said, I'm going to try to get hit.
It's pretty easy to get punched in the face in New York.
It is, especially
you
if you just
look at
somebody.
I'm an Eagles
like,
fan.
You don't have to say anything. You just have to look at me and go...
Guys, welcome to Stiff Socks. Ed Bassmaster, legendary YouTuber, is coming on later.
We're
I haven't
excited.
Seen Michael in a while, so we catch up. And then his part will be exactly at 29 minutes and 14 seconds.
Do it.
Make that happen, Jack.
Make it happen.
I don't know when it'll be. It'll be in the comments.
You know what I hate? When people go, make it happen, Captain, fall off a boat.
Never heard that.
Really?
Make it happen, Captain?
Make it happen, Captain. Run a fucking barbecue, choke on all the hot dogs.
All the chickens.
I hate them.
All the chickens.
When people give me lines...
What do you mean?
Jump into a lagoon.
Cocaine?
No. When people... No, when like dads give me lines.
What do you mean?
Wait, no, make it happen, Captain. Like
I kind of like it,
things,
though.
I'm out.
At a certain age, I like it. If you're like 40s and you give me lines, I'm like, shut up. If you're like 65...
Okay, I'm back in.
And you're like an old dude who's got like... You're like, how's your day? He's like, man, it's sweeter than a cream corn. You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. You know...
I love a saying.
You know what my favorite line is? How's your day? Dude, if I was doing better, I'd be you.
Never heard
if I was doing any better, I'd be you.
Yeah.
It's my fucking favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it.
Dude, we were filming this video on the Calabasas, this Justin Bieber one a while ago, and this like guy just like walked up, and I was still like in character for this video. And I asked him as this Justin Bieber guy, I was like, how's your day going? He goes, it's too early to know and too late to find out. And I kind of hated it, but I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
Too early to know and too late to find out. All right, man.
You're gonna kill yourself
good.
Soon.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But
I like that. I like when you get to an age, you go, listen, I got less years than, how do I say this? I'm over the hill. I'm over the hill, meaning I got less years alive than I do. What the fuck am I trying to say?
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're there, then you stop caring.
Yeah, it's like if you had an hour in a parking meter,
correct.
Now you're on the back half. You got 29 minutes.
Yep.
You're on the back nine.
Oh, yeah, you're on the back nine of your life. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you have a saying that, like, if I walked, I didn't know you, and I walk up and I go, yo, what's up, man? How's your day going? Do you got one?
Yeah.
You got to have a good one.
Leave me alone.
No.
No.
Don't talk to strangers.
Do not. Stranger
when
danger.
When did we give that up? It's when? Only when you're a kid, don't talk to strangers? What about if I'm at a stranger and I'm at a Pete's Coffee and a guy goes, hey, cool shoes, where are those from?
Swallow a pitching wedge.
You're a stranger.
Don't like
I can't
you.
Talk to you.
Literally don't like you. You're wearing a trash bag over both your feet.
It's so funny being in the D.A.R.E. program as a kid, knowing you're going to do drugs later.
Dude, it's funny to be in the D.A.R.E. program while on cocaine.
But we're all hypocrites, and you know some of us aren't. But it is funny to be in like third grade and be like, why would people smoke a cigarette? And then you, I don't know, turn 14, you're like, well, let's find out.
Yeah, you have two Zinzins smoking a cigar.
Oh my God. But it's just funny, you're learning about drugs and all this stuff. You're like, how do people? I remember being like devastated, like hearing like what methamphetamines would do to a family and like how people, and I'm like, how do people do this stuff as a child? I would leave the D.A.R.E. day so sad.
Well, here's the thing.
And you when get to college and you're like, hey, a D.A.R.E. did a line.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. I already got one in. It'd be funny to do a line of cocaine in like a Zin. Just leave it in.
People do that. They gum it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I was going to say is, when you're a kid, you got no issues. So you don't understand how someone couldn't break up a family. But dude, if you're 3 years into a family and you have a wife you hate and one kid that's ugly, you're like, fucking Molotov cocktail my life.
When do you think
Are opiates?
Inland Empire.
To answer that seriously is funny.
When do you think you had your first worry? You know what I mean? Like, at what age were you like, oh,
six months.
That's a worry?
My dad left.
Okay, we grew up a little different.
Yeah.
But like, the amount of worries I have on a day-to-day basis now versus like, when you're seven, you don't really have a worry.
I mean, dude, but when you're 7 or 8, your worry is like, do I have friends and I need to be popular?
Nah.
So you're worried about like, is my backpack cool? That's my worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, that's all like tangible. Like, that's all like...
When's your first like adult?
Yeah, when's your first adult like worry? Oh, fuck, man. Like, think about the worries you have now, and then like equate that to when you're in middle school. Like, what, like was there a day you woke up and you're like, holy shit, I gotta figure out long division. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think
maybe
my
there were just micro worries that grew.
Yeah, I mean, I think my first like actual like adult worry is when I started paying for my car and I started paying for my cell phone. That moment when you're like, oh, like I kind of got a, like I was caddying at the time. And I remember being like, oh, I got to get to work at 5:15 in the morning because I have to do 2 rounds or I'm not going to make my phone bill. I remember being like, oh, fuck, like I got to tell my mom to drop me off early.
Is a caddy just a therapist for a golfer?
Depends on who your golfer is.
But like, it's so funny. If you're a professional golfer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know the clubs to use? Or is he just a guy to soundboard, like bounce it off of? Like a wingman.
It's soundboard, but also like you're coaching.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of coaching in there. You like know your players so well, so you know the inconsistencies and you know like...
It's like a personal assistant.
Oh, 100%. But it's like a very dialed in personal assistant.
And they're obviously great at golf too.
Some of them are not great, but some of them know the game super well. It's like a coach. A lot of NBA, just like Spoelstra, is probably can't hit a fucking three to save his dick. Okay. But he can coach his penis off.
Yeah.
Two penis references. What are we on, Sif Socks? All right.
Holy shit.
Hold on.
God damn it.
But it is funny. You ever seen those videos where the player is like, not arguing, but the player's like, oh, I'm going to hit a 7-iron. And the caddy's like, you should hit a 6-iron. And the golfer's like, all right, fine. I hit a 6. And he goes over the green, furious at the caddy. I mean, literally furious.
Yeah.
Those are so funny.
It's a punching bag.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those videos, but it's...
Oh, my God. He's just furious.
Well, that...
I fucking told you, Chip. I should hit the 7.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to hit the 6.
It's like a toxic relationship.
It is.
That's so funny.
People leave caddies all the time.
Well, that's why golf is so frustrating, because you're like... If you play by yourself, you only have yourself to get mad at.
Correct.
But if you're a caddy, you're like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why'd you put wind over there?
Yeah. Or like, why didn't you see the wind? Why didn't you account for the wind?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Happy to tell me there's a bunker there.
Life.
Oh, is this one?
Yeah, this is where they gave him the wrong iron.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
231 degrees. He didn't look?
In line. So he hit it and it goes really long. The whole location's
not reacting. Yeah.
Straight in the middle.
Oh, dude.
I mean, that's 15 yards long.
It's still such a good shot. If I hit
that,
I'd be pumped. He looks like the Grinch.
He does. That's fluent, awesome. He looks like that dude from SNL.
Oh, Mikey Day?
Yeah.
And it's funny because you have to walk through the hole. So it's like such an awkward walk with the caddy.
Oh, furious. Oh. Oh, oh.
Oh, he's just giving his caddy a look.
Oh, shit.
It's so funny he's not making eye contact. He's like, oh, yeah, man, sunny day out.
Dude, it's like when you're yelling at your dog. You're like, did you do this? And the dog's just looking away. Don't smile. Absolutely don't fucking smile.
Yeah, you can't smile if you make a mistake.
I needed a 7-iron. You hit me a fucking 6-iron. You loser bitch. You have one job. You need to know, 10 numbers? Dude, I would be fucking furious.
Wouldn't you not
I would just put
club?
Rocks in the fucking bag. Here. There's a duck in there too, you bitch.
You have a cement golf bag?
Yeah. Everything's heavy. I have 19 irons and there's an air fryer in there and my kid.
But what's funny?
And a cement duck.
If you, yeah.
Good.
If you shoot long, you get mad at the caddy, but if you shoot well, you're happy for yourself. Caddies just shit on both directions.
Correct.
Like, you never, like, land at, like, pin high and be like, dude, thank you to my caddy. You're like, oh, I've been golfing since I was in the womb.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You don't look at him and be like, dude, great club rack. Or maybe you do.
No, you. But that's the crazy thing about a caddy is, like, if you push back on the player and you go, no, there's too much wind over there, you need to club up. And the player's like, I don't think so. And then you push back again. And then the player goes, okay, fine. I'll take your wreck. As a caddy, you are sitting back there fucking praying that the wind stays there.
Yeah.
Because, dude, there's so many times where I was caddying, and he's like, I give the golfer who doesn't play here a lot, like, oh, the go at the bunker. Or I give him, like, a read on the green. Dude, you give a wrong read on the green? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
They are livid.
Yeah.
And then you got to be like, right, yes. But you pushed a little. Then you got to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah,
dude, because if you give them the right read and they fucking push it and they look at you, it's like, bitch, you suck at this game. You fucking pushed it. It's not my fault. I told you.
You can gaslight in any way.
Correct.
Goddamn. Trevor Wallace, I have 3 tour days left on this incredible tour. Thank you, everybody who's come out so far. The final 3 are in Richmond, Virginia, on June 26th, June 27th, I'm at the Parks Casino in Bensalem, PA. June 28th, wrapping up the theater where it all started, the Capitol, Washington, D.C. Depending on how the show goes, we can visit the Capitol. Just kidding, that's not a threat. June 28th, Washington, D.C., trevorwallace.com. I'm now going to read Michael's tour dates because Michael couldn't be here right now. Michael is going to be at the Hollywood Casino Theater at Charlestown, West Virginia. And I'm just going to read all the cities. If you hear him, go to his website for more information. He's going to be at Atlantic City, Reading, PA, Tarrytown, New York, Montclair, New Jersey, Montreal, Charleston, Durham, North Carolina, Portsmouth, Oklahoma City, Des Moines, Lincoln, Kansas City, Buffalo, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Salt Lake, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Madison, Chicago. Gee, I wonder if Michael's on tour. You can see the rest of them on his – dude, go to his website. He's brat coded right now. He's on his Charlie XCX shit. Blogcomedy.com. Or go to trevorwallace.com. See whose website is better. Let me know. Cha-ching. This next ad is brought to you by Shopify. What is Shopify? It is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel, Gymshark, to brands that are just getting started. That could be you. If you're listening or watching, this is the number one thing that you need. It's the backbone of your company.
Ask me right now if we use Shopify.
Do we use Shopify?
Yeah.
We do.
We use Shopify for every single merch shop we've ever used. We would be in shambles.
We would be toast.
Toast. I mean, we don't know what we're doing. We had no idea what we're doing. Thank God for Shopify because they got this.
They got the infrastructure for anybody.
It just does everything.
Dude, the back end of it is so easy to use. It shows you anytime I had a question, like, boom, it's right there. How do I see the sales? Boom, it's right there. What's the hourly? Boom, it's right there. Where are the conversions dropping off? Boom, it's right there.
Boom. Oh, also, a lot of people who's doing e-commerce business, all right, they got empty cart syndrome, all right? People putting stuff in a cart and not signing out. Not checking out, and that's what Shopify has for you. You got all the analytics you need to make that sale happen, okay? So turn your business idea into cha-ching, all right? Shopify, new sales sound. That's right, money, all right? And Shopify is on your side, okay? So sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/socks. You heard me right, guys. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/socks. Go to Shopify.com/socks.
Cha-ching.
Goddamn.
It'd be a funny video. Just do like world's worst caddy or like first day as a caddy. You're like, yeah, just you're going to want to hit the golf ball. And at the end, there's a hole.
Put it in the hole.
Your goal is to get there in as little as possible.
Yeah, put it in the hole.
Yeah.
We're on the range.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
Shut up and hit it.
Funny that a golf range in a similar angle as a gun range, you can just turn and start firing on people.
Correct.
You can tee up.
Correct.
You can tee up at a senior citizen next to you.
Yep, you could.
You can fully tee up and point at the cart house.
Dead.
What is it? The clubhouse?
Clubhouse.
You can just turn around.
Yep.
What is that?
You don't have to go at the hole ever.
No, never.
There are no rules in life.
No. You're all in line. Also, I don't like when somebody's left-handed and they're facing me.
Move.
Get out.
There should be.
It's too cute. What are we golfing together? We got a kiss?
You got to go away.
It's just so funny that if there's somebody, there's a lefty in front of me, and now I see him on the driving range, I can just angle myself maybe 90 degrees, tee off in there.
Yeah, you could. I mean, is that illegal?
You can tee off anywhere. You can tee off in the Topanga Mall.
You could.
You can tee off anywhere.
You could. You
There's
literally
so
could.
Much power.
You could. You could go to a Tesla factory right now and just fucking tee off. Too late. Yeah, but no, it is funny.
That's why, like, gun ranges always scared me. I'm like, I don't think anybody's mentally stable enough. You should have to sit down with a therapist for 15 minutes before you shoot a gun at a gun range.
Yeah.
Oh, sign some paperwork. Dude, an insane person can sign paperwork.
Yeah, you should be able to hand someone a 9 and a Xanax. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that. Don't swallow it. Cigarette tongue. Good. Now here's a 9.
But, like, I don't know. I just feel like a...
Do they shoot real bullets? Just like a real question.
One more time?
They shoot real bullets?
At a gun range?
Real question.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be rubber? Fuck is the difference.
It's not this... I mean, hitting wiffle balls at a driving range.
Yeah, true. All right. But, like, they got... I mean, real ones?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But the thought is that if somebody were to be crazy, everyone else there has a gun. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it's the same concept as the range.
That's what I'm saying.
You fucking... you.
Oh, then the other guy tees up towards you.
Yeah, you hit a fucking rescue club in my head. Guess what? Here comes a fucking 9 at your kid.
Well, what's so funny is if you aim a golf ball at somebody and you tee off and you slice it crazy,
yep.
Or you top it.
Yep.
And then it doesn't hit them, and then the guy's like, all right, my turn.
Yeah.
It's so
funny. Also, but both of you guys have a lot of golf balls.
Funny.
I mean,
that's like that's like a musket. It's like the earliest day of war.
Yeah.
God, muskets are so funny.
They're always funny. Never not funny. Shoot once and you go, hey, don't move.
Hey,
I need 12 seconds.
Hold on. Your shoes untied.
Oh my God. You think there was the like
cannibals are hilarious too.
Cannonballs?
All of them.
Oh, I said cannibals. Cannibals are funny too. I watched a whole movie called Fresh. Motherfucker just eats people.
I mean, you're locked and loaded right there.
Go to Trader Joe's. Why are you eating someone's fucking thigh? You're right. He wants to trade Joe. Who the fuck is Joe? And what was he trading? Trading? What is it? Trader Joe's? Traders?
He's a pirate.
You think so?
Speaking of pirates, a cannonball? Dude, shooting cannonballs at other boats is so funny.
Ow. Now my boat doesn't work.
But that's what's funny.
Yeah.
Like, imagine pulling up and then a cannonball's coming at you.
Yeah. You're like, I'm the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Fucking relax.
Holy shit, that was good.
Thank you. I didn't think I had it, but it just came out of my
face.
That
was great.
Thank you.
So
what
funny
the fuck is a pilgrim?
We got a white pirate. Pirates are kind of zesty. They're like, oh, I'll fight you, but only in the sea.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you need to splish splash before you take a bath. Shut up.
I mean, R? All right. What does that stand for?
We got to bring back cannons.
They're here still.
Is it illegal to own a cannon? Is it illegal to have a cannon sticking out of your car? Funny.
Probably.
Funny.
Probably.
But like out of the, you know how like trucks have that little like drive-through window in the back?
Yes.
There's just a cannon coming out of there?
You could.
Hilarious.
I don't think you could fit it back there, but yeah. I mean, dude, to be anywhere and to shoot a cannon is crazy.
Cannons are just adult-sized slingshots.
You're right. Do cannonballs explode? They have to, right? They don't just go through.
No, it's just a dense ball.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, just go through your boat?
Dude, it's like a giant BB gun.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And you light it, and everyone goes, ah!
Hold on. It just shoots a lead ball.
That's what's funny about it. It's not like a shotgun where it sprays. It's just one, bing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll fuck your boat up.
If you hit.
You're right.
But if you miss, then the boat's like, what did you just do to us? And you're like, that was a prank.
Yeah, and you're right. And the other boat's just fucking, boom. Cannonballs are insane. Who? Oh, look at that one.
You can buy a cannon for $5,000.
Dude. Like a working one?
Yeah. I feel like this should go in front of a brewery or something. That's working?
Bro. I'm going to have that in my apartment because the dude above me is so loud.
Still?
Dog. I swear to God, I think he wears ice skates. Just wears ice skates. Mm. Shut the fuck up. He's only awake at 12 a.m. I think he does investments in like China. Like the time difference is fucked.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Bang, 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 bang.
It'd be funny if your neighbor below you thought the same about you.
Oh, my neighbor below me hates me.
Why?
Oh, dude, I swing golf clubs in my office. Swing.
That's pretty quiet.
Sir, I hit the ground. Like it, like for hours. I have a tonal in my office. That's not quiet. I throw balls for my dog. Scampering across the wood. It's not great.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of cannons.
Yeah.
Fucking fired someone recently.
Huh?
Boom. Now you got to go on Indeed. Find a job.
Goodbye. Good morrow. Walk the plank.
Do something.
I'm doing a flip off the plank for sure.
I'm not going off. What are you going to do?
Well, they have like knives.
Well, swords. I guess I'm just standing on the plank. I don't have, why the fuck I got to jump off? What, do I do a fucking ganger flip? Fuck you.
Yeah. Let me get a floaty.
No, I'm not getting off. There's no way. Arr. How about fuck you? I'm sitting right here. I have scurvy. I'll bite you.
Yeah.
Biting people is funny.
It's hilarious.
Here's a funny thing. You can bite someone whenever you want.
Bite someone. You can punch someone.
Whenever you want.
You can be in the back of a Qdoba. Yeah. And you go, yeah, we're actually all out of. Interesting.
Yeah.
You can punch him in the back of the head, no reason.
You can literally be at Trader Joe's getting avocados and someone's leaning over. You can bite their fucking leg.
I could be smelling a daffodil and somebody goes, I didn't like that.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Hit.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the person you fired on Patreon. But now we're going to get Ed Bassmaster.
Ed Bassmaster.
Enjoy the episode. Ed Bassmaster.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in.
Ladies and gents. Thank you.
This is great. The legend, the Philly.
The icon.
Well, are you from Philly?
Northeast Philly, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So our producer's a Philly guy. What does that mean, Northeast Philly? Good, Northeast bad, Philly. Delco? Yeah,
it's like the upper echelon.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you were born into just gold leaves?
Yeah, silver spoon, yo. Yeah.
Okay, lighter, silver spoon,
it's like the belt. Melting. It's like the melting pot. You know Northeast Philly?
Heroin, yeah. Melting.
Yeah, 100%, fentanyl.
Fentanyl, heroin.
Yeah, that's actually stuff, the middle name, stuff. Yeah. So what's going on in the life of you? You're on tour right now.
I have a cold.
Okay. And what is that from?
From Tony. Fucking Tony got me sick.
You guys sleeping in the same beds?
Nah, same car. We're sleeping in the same car.
That'll do it. You didn't crack the windows or anything?
Nah, it's too cold at night.
Out of here in California?
Are you guys sleeping?
Yeah, in the car. Yes.
So you're not doing too good?
No.
Okay.
Things are not going real well.
Things are not going good?
That's why I thought if I came here,
it's gonna boost it.
But I like this honesty. Is where you park in the car, because if you're parking in front of the ocean, that's still a nice view.
Not Home Depot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And looking for work or just hanging?
Yeah, no, we're looking for work. We hop right out of the car and wait on the line.
You know, yeah.
With all the what?
Say the other guys.
Okay. Okay, yeah, good.
God damn. Guys, just because it's summertime, that does not mean that everything is bright and sunny. At least that's what I tell myself. Want to know why? Because I've been dealing with stuff and I go, oh man, I got to talk about this. I don't know who to talk about this to. And then I realize I have BetterHelp in my pocket.
This is an ad by BetterHelp.
This is.
All right. Thank God everyone has BetterHelp. Okay. As you guys know, we're a massive proponent of therapy on this show. Okay. We would be two sad boys with just bangs and yelling about emo music if we didn't have therapy. And now you guys can have therapy too. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, today, men, all right, we face an immense pressure, okay, to perform, to provide, and to keep it all together, all right? So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every single year, and it's often undiagnosed.
Nobody knows. It's not diagnosed. Nobody knows. And listen, it's okay to struggle. Real strength comes from the struggle.
Thank
it comes
you.
To opening up about what you're carrying and doing something about it so you can be your best for yourself and everyone in your life. And if you're a man and you're feeling like the weight of the world is really piling up on you, talk to someone, anyone, a friend, a loved one, even a therapist.
Buddy, it gives you the skill sets you need to just move forward and find happiness in your life. So go to BetterHelp.
There's a reason it is the largest online therapy provider in the world. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners actually get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/, you guessed it, socks. That is BetterHelp.com/socks. I'm going to spell it out. BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks.
Goddamn.
So, yeah, no, Tony and I are, you know, on a little tour, mm-hmm. first tour together.
Hey, now.
Tony's been doing comedy for 10-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a YouTuber.
Yep.
Okay. Instagram, whatever you want.
Why are you quoting yourself?
I don't know. I get quoted. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah, but that's kind of the new thing. You go to, like, a middle school. I don't go to a lot, but sometimes
I go to a lot.
I do.
And they're like, what is your dream job? What do you want to be? I was like, as a kid, I was like, a fireman. Now every kid's like, YouTuber, a vlogger, or David Dobrik.
Yeah. Yep.
YouTube is the number one platform. So it's like, cool.
Yes.
It's essentially being like, yeah, I'm a Netflixer.
So
I'm
yeah, I was like grandfathered in,
yeah,
so to speak. You know?
Well, I also feel like you have the keys to like YouTube where you can kind of like, you can throne somebody. You can look at me and be like, get off the app. And
I got
like,
I got power.
You got pull?
I got pull.
Yeah.
You know, nobody you can, answers me yet, but.
Okay.
No, so, I don't have anything going on at YouTube.
You don't. You can't shadow ban somebody with a click of a button?
No. No, I can't even make a damn dollar over there.
Yeah.
That's the my
what kind of car is it? Sorry, go.
Oh, just the. So good.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever
hit me?
Yeah.
They've tried.
Yeah.
I'm fast.
And then what happens? They just swing and miss, and you look back at him and go.
No, actually, a guy did slap the. I mean, he tried to hit me, I guess, and slapped the glasses out of my hands.
Yeah.
When I told him it was a prank afterwards.
But little do they know that's only better for the clip.
It's definitely better for the clip.
Well, you sort of want that to happen.
You definitely want that to happen.
You want the, yeah, you want the thumbnail.
More clips.
You know, to lose a tooth, it's definitely going to worth it. You know, you're going to get paid, get a new tooth, move on.
You want that action. It's great for a thumbnail. You put the red circle where they punch you in the face. Yeah.
Actually, the guy that slapped the glasses out of my hand, I was trying to get hit. Like I told, I was with, I don't know if you're familiar with, gosh, what's his name, Roman Atwood?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so we were in New York City filming, and I said, I'm going to get punched in the face.
This is what you said?
Yeah. I said, I'm going to try to get hit.
It's pretty easy to get punched in the face in New York.
It is, especially
you
if you just
walk
like,
out and
like,
I'm an Eagles
go,
fan.
You don't have to say anything. You just have to look at me and go,
that's enough. Somebody in the valley might
and
do
dude,
that.
And dude got really pissed off. And right away, he was coming out of the bank, and I was just standing there like this, looking at him.
Well, he just got declined from a loan, and you're fucking, you know.
Something about the arms out says everything. Dude, let me see the arms in, same face real quick.
No, that's a nice guy.
That's a normal guy.
That's a nice guy.
It's the arms out kind of hovering.
This is very threatening.
It's ready to swing, but you first.
So the guy, saw me standing there perched up like that, and he just looked at me and said, son, you want to get punched in the mouth? I'm having a fucked up day. Swear to God, it's on video. It was with Roman Atwood.
He said, I'm having a fucked up day.
He said, son, you want to get punched in the face? I'm having a fucked up day. And I went, and it kind of escalated. Then he slapped his ass.
Three letters, and then just sent this guy off irate.
Bro, walking out of a bank, I mean, and not having a good, like, something in that bank happened. He came out.
He came out of a bank and said he's having a fucked up day. But, put two and two together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But if you were having a bad day, and you saw a guy out there, and this was mullet and sweater? I mean, it's a cooked look. It's mullet, sweater, sunglasses.
Yeah, the whole idea of the look was to, because I hate people, you know, so I figured if I can go out and just psh people, I have to disguise myself to where I won't get beat up. So if I look like the guy that should get pished, and I'm pishing them, it works out. They don't.
So is the character design, you're like, I want somebody to be like, is he mentally unstable?
No, I want somebody to look at him like, who the fuck is he? Psh, look at him. He's wearing a Coogee sweater, and he's got a 1990s mullet.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is he?
Yeah.
That was the perfect way to do it, not get beat up.
Because I think.
But I thought you wanted to get beat up.
Not always.
Okay. Initially, so no, that was actually like
depends on how the views are.
Because actually, I started doing that. I worked at AT&T Wireless for 8 years before YouTube ever came along.
Okay,
and I used to sit in the kiosk and just do that because I told my coworker Chris, I said, "Dude, I got to get like beat up or something so I can collect. I cannot work in this kiosk anymore."
I got to slip at a Walmart or something.
One day, I just show up to work and just sat in the kiosk like this all day, like gritting at people, like walking by the kiosk.
Yeah, that's big Boost Mobile energy, honestly.
Yeah.
That's great. And, I mean, It's so funny how little you give somebody and it just sends them off.
You don't
it's
have
almost
to do
like,
much.
Yeah, the less you give them, the angrier they get.
Yep.
Because if you start talking more and more, they can find ways to like navigate how they want to feel about it. But you have to go,
Yeah.
It's awesome. My favorite bit is we're kicking the car tires.
Yeah.
Kicking the car tires and like pushing the car to like see how sturdy it is.
Wiggle room.
Wiggle room is so funny. I mean, car salesmen don't get fucked with enough.
I fuck with them. I've made a living out of just specifically targeting car dealers. But it's funny because because you know if there's a car outside and you go up to it, they're going to come out.
That's true.
So
that's
you don't have to do anything. I don't have to pull anybody in. I go to the car, they're going to come. It's bait. You know what I mean? It's easy.
Also, it's like high stakes for them. Like they're trying to make a living. So they can't lose their mind because they're trying to make a sale.
Right. And, you know, it's like kind of ridiculous to like, that this guy is out here doing these shenanigans. Most of them get it and just like, all right, have a good one, and they walk off.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I go into my hometown and I see people all the time. They're like, yo, that one guy, yo, dude, they know me, or they see the videos eventually, you know?
Yeah.
And they think it's funny. They don't, you know, come after me usually.
Do you have a favorite character?
No, I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
And whatever I'm doing at that moment, I'm loving it. It's like, it's I'm in that character.
Yeah.
My favorite ones to watch, oh, God. I don't know. I kind of like the Chip Diamond stuff.
Chip Diamond's great. Yeah, Skippy's great. Chip Diamond. But Chip Diamond's just, it's like a, it's just an attitude.
It is.
It's just how, like, you want to look at life. Well, it's one how you go out in life.
Like I said, I started dressing up like that because in the kiosk when I was doing it and going around, it was like, you want to pish people, but you don't want to get into a conflict. So it allowed me to just go out and, like, speak how I really feel and not worry about
the repercussions. Right.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I just love, there's a clip where there's like a New York City businessman. You do it to him and he's like, what are you fucking doing that me for?
No, it's a guy walking down, it was Philly.
And oh, was it Philly?
An old guy's walking down the street with his wife and I'm just staring around. I'm like, and he's like, what's that shit? I can just go, what's that bullshit? Like, and his wife was like pulling him away from me. Yeah, like, yeah, he was going to beat me up just for going, psh, to him.
It's dude, awesome. there's something about that. I'm telling you, like, I have like a, I'm not big, but I have like a hairprint trigger in terms of like me getting angry fast for no reason. That would set me fuck off.
Yeah, me too. That's
and I don't know, funny. And I don't know what it is.
It's the sound, it's also like, the hands. Like, you're not even
it's
worth
just,
my
yeah,
time.
It's the,
yeah, yeah,
it's,
that's what it is. It's like the disrespect of like, I don't even care about
it. I call it a look of disgust. Like, and they get really offended. They don't like that shit.
Dude, I know that you're fucking around and it's getting me a little.
There you go.
Like 2% of it.
You're getting pissed off at this.
Give it to me. You're
so good at it.
And that's what it is too. It's the loser part.
Yeah. Do you ever forget that you're not in costume? You're doing that in real life, like at a restaurant?
Oh, dude, I'm doing that all the time by myself.
Yeah.
Right. 100 times a day easily.
Yeah, you're not even filming.
I actually do this often. I don't know why I like doing it when I'm driving, just like driving by somebody and just like. And I look back and I see them going like this. What I do?
Yeah. Anytime you see a convertible with four dudes in it, that deserves the.
Did it start with the push, or did
no?
You like gradually figure that out. Did you start with something else?
Who's he?
Yeah. Right.
Pal, please. I'm doing an interview here. Next. No, it started with the first character was probably Always Testy, the Philly character, because I'm from Philly. And, and it's just me, but like, you know what I mean? I talk like I'm from
yes,
the street.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But the first character that kind of blew up was the Would You Look At It. You know, that was
oh,
the
Would
first
You Just
one.
Look
yeah.
At It? Yeah.
Which was filmed in Philly, yep.
Well, Philly is, I mean, he's from Philly, so that's like a great person to mess with because their anger is always on the brink.
You know, everybody says, you know, like Philly's great for characters and it's the best place, but. Anywhere you go, there's characters.
Yeah.
So
I just think their level of anger is ready
to snap.
Yeah,
they are definitely angrier. Like, I went to Canada for the first time recently and did like 10 shows out there, and I just saw the difference. Like, wow, we're angry. Philadelphians are angry.
Yeah.
They have a chip on their shoulder, Chip Diamond.
Hey, now.
And, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Goddamn.
Oh my God, that's the sound it makes on my 19th round of fucking.
I love 19 rounds of fucking.
I wonder who's there.
My dick.
Holy shit.
My dick. D-I-C-K, capital K, capital dick. Dick, okay?
Promo code, I just came.
Exactly. Do you know why I have such a hard rocking dick?
Because you're sitting next to Trevor Wallace?
Exactly. And
Blue Chew is in the bodily system.
The fact that people listen and watch the show and don't just chew freaking Blue Chew like it's a Flintstone vitamin. You guys are not, I mean, you're not well.
You just got to chew it and
you
do
gotta
it.
You got to do it.
So what is it if you're a first-time listener on the show?
It's a chewable tablet that has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra.
Bless you.
Thank you, dude. But now it goes straight to your door into
straight to your
packaging.
Door. You don't got to go to a CVS pharmacy where there's always somebody in the front of you with a checkbook and they're schizophrenic, so they're writing it on their hand. Like, can you deposit this?
Deposit. Your hand.
It's just, and listen.
What?
If you're listening and you go, I don't need this shit. I don't have ED.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have that stamina for that round two? The round two, it gets you back in action.
Yeah.
It's like amino acids for your dick. It heals quicker and faster.
Yeah. Okay. It's NOS for your cock. All right.
NOS
That's
cock.
What it is.
NOS for all right? Too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm talking about Tokyo Drift and just a pussy. All right. So make life easier.
Title?
So make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners, all right? So try your first month of Blue Chew free. You freaking heard what I said. Free. When you use promo code SOCKS. Just pay $5 for shipping. That is promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn.
I see Canada's people ripping your shit. I see people doing the ish version of that, But I see people like just in like Harlem, and there was one video I saw, and I wish I had the link, but some dude was just like talking shit to another guy, and the guy ran after him, and you could see just a gun just like fall out of the dude's back pocket.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, has it ever escalated to that point, or is it just all sort of like...
I had a guy threaten that he was going to shoot me in, I think it was Studio City we were filming, and I was doing something fake fart childish prank. And a guy got mad because, like, I farted and his kid's head was, like, at ass level, like, behind me.
But did you know it?
Pink guy on the run?
No, but he said he walked out to his... The cops came and everything because he said he was going to his trunk to get a gun to shoot me for farting on his kid.
Yeah. And you stayed there or you left?
I left.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm too much of a pussy to do, like, in-person on YouTube.
Through the years, like, now I'm way less... I wouldn't say aggressive, but I'm just... I have anxiety over doing that. I watch my clips. I'm like, oh, I can't do that stuff anymore. So now it's, I laid back on that trying to get beat up kind of mentality and just trying to be I'm not ever trying to be an asshole. But yeah. The character Chip Diamond is an asshole. It is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it a good video is if somebody's reactive.
Absolutely. The angry reactions are the ones that go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always like, I don't want to ruin somebody's day.
Yeah. We usually at the end say to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Like the guy that was in New York City that said I'm having a fucked up day when I told him it was a prank. That's when he smacked me.
Yeah.
And he didn't like being pranked.
I think a lot of it, well, yours is all real, I would imagine. But a lot of this shit is scripted now, I think. A lot of the pranks on
YouTube. That's kind of another reason I kind of just was like sitting back. Because all the pranks that were coming were fake and...
Yeah, well, you start to see the same people in the same pranks, and then you kind of piece it together. But
yep.
I don't know. I just anytime I'd film in public, I couldn't like. I'd be thinking too much instead of like being present in act. But if I did it, I was in a character.
It takes nerve, and through the years of doing that, is kind of what helped me translate it to going on stage and doing live.
Yeah,
because people say like, "How is it? Is it?" And it's like it's easier. Because when you're filming a prank, like, I'm risking getting beat up every single time.
Yeah.
You're out there by yourself. There's not, like, a camera guy right next to you. It's kind of, like, in a distance. Yeah. The one time I did it, I was able to do it because I was in full character. I had, like, a bald cap on. I went to, like, this Gary Vee seminar thing. I had, like, a full bald cap on, glasses, full, like, a Gucci bright gold suit. And I was, like, just, like, giving people financial advice, just horrible advice. That was easy for me because I didn't feel like myself. But if I was just looking like this, I don't think I'd be able to.
No, that's totally true.
When you put
a
bald cap on, it's like you can like embrace a character. So.
Yeah, when you're in character, that takes away that nervousness for sure.
Yeah.
Not to get like super interview, but like what was the first video that you posted that went crazy that you're like, oh, I have something?
The drive-thru, right?
I had a million subscribers already when the Just Look At It video came
Holy
out.
Shit.
But when I put
that was YouTube Big Buck days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big buck.
Daddy wore bucks.
That was Daddy before Google got involved.
Yeah, exactly.
AdSense.
Yeah.
Fucking your ass.
Yeah. But the Just Look At It video was just like when I filmed that video with that guy that was wiping his car down and we went back and started it. I was editing it, you know. I'm looking at him like this is one's gonna go. Going to get a lot of views, and it did, like immediately went viral, and celebrities were like retweeting it, sharing it,
holy
stuff
shit.
Yeah, like Khloe Kardashian retweeted it,
holy shit.
Aaron Rodgers like so
holy
many
shit.
The list goes on and on, guys.
God damn.
I didn't know who I was sitting next to too.
Keep it going.
No, I don't want to name drop.
Yeah,
but
and how's that translating?
Jimmy Fallon, huh?
Yeah. No, keep
yeah,
going.
Obama,
yeah. Honey Boo Boo. Yeah. And how's it translating to being on stage doing
it? It's hard. Like so, at first, when I first started doing live shows, which is going on like 4 or 5 years now,
nice.
I was doing different characters, coming out in different characters, going back, changing, coming out, and I just recently, like in the last in the last year, said I don't want to do the characters anymore. I want to develop myself as a comic on stage, as a performer on stage. So, like, going these last few shows I've done with Tony and the Canadian run I just did, I think about 12 shows I just did myself.
Yeah.
And I felt like I did better just as myself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I go in and out of character as myself and tell
stories. Talking.
But, yeah, I'm trying to develop my act for people that have no idea who I am, you know, and don't know who Pish is or Would You Look At It.
I think it's, like, kind of challenging to, like, doing stand-up is, like, you're trying to, like, find your specific funny.
Yeah.
And so it's like a pretty challenging if you're doing like 4 or 5 characters and you're trying to like you're essentially writing 5 different acts
because
you have to find the funny of that specific person.
Yeah.
So it's not it's more it's like more simple I guess to just find your funny. It's hard, but it's like it narrows it down.
This is a lot harder than going up in character for sure, because each character is its own personality, and I can do, you know, 15 minutes in each character, and not, and I could probably do 2 hours in each character just being on stage in character.
Yeah.
As yourself, it's kind of like, it's like kind of being naked.
Yeah, you strip down. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working on it. It's getting there.
That's great. That's
I wouldn't come see a show yet, but maybe in a couple of years, come see me.
Or a Home Depot parking lot that you see napping and knocking the window. Yeah, like, let me see Chip Diamond real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do a show once because I did a lot of characters early on too in YouTube, and I had a lot of fun with it. But I tried doing it on stage, and it was like, it didn't translate. But I would do like, I had my own like variety show where it was me.
Yeah, small hands, dude.
Very small hands.
Yeah.
You should see my penis.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we're not from.
Damn, you got big ass hands.
Fucking man hands, bro.
That's man hands right there, dude.
Jesus Christ.
You move your own car with your hands?
Hell yeah.
Fred Flintstone style?
Yeah.
What about a bowling ball?
Yeah. You can palm a couple things, huh?
Holy shit. Yeah. Tits?
Titties.
And you're married?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
why the big pause?
Can't married, four kids. Yep.
Can't palm a wedding ring? What happened there?
Never had a wedding ring.
Good. You don't need one.
Nope.
How did you pitch that?
I didn't pitch it. I said, I ain't wearing it, bitch. There's nothing to fucking pitch.
Good for you. Is this real?
This is real, yeah.
I'm real wife?
I'm married 25 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and my wife didn't care. She knows I'm out cheating, so she's fine with it.
what a great woman.
It's a great life.
Very accepting.
It's a great life.
God, how do I introduce this to a woman? Say, listen. She goes, you're not going to wear a ring?
Yeah.
Does she wear a ring?
No.
Okay.
No.
So she's cheating too.
Yeah.
Does she know that you guys are married?
She does, yeah.
Okay.
Are they your kids?
Three of them are. The other one, I don't know.
The other one's Stray?
Yeah.
Found them in the backyard?
Loose one you
I got three boys and one girl. Yeah. Probably all. My daughter's 29. The youngest is 8.
No.
Spread out, yeah.
All from you?
Yep.
29 and 8?
Yep. 8, 16, 22, and 29.
Are these all winning like on lottery purpose? Numbers?
No, none of them were. Actually, yeah, swear to God, no, right, yeah. None of them were planned.
And you tell them that daily.
Yeah.
Say, you weren't planned, you weren't planned.
They know.
Mistake.
I don't think the wedding was planned.
They know. No.
I don't think your life is planned, but no. I like it.
The wedding was just, to get me off the streets.
Yeah. And it worked?
It did, yeah.
That's
great. She took me right in, got me an apartment.
What are you, a rescue dog?
Basically, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, it's great.
So she took you off the streets, saved you from.
She saved me, from a life of depravity, and just we've been together. We've been together almost 30 years.
That's beautiful. Where did you guys meet?
Kindergarten.
Hot.
No.
Okay.
South Street in Philly.
Just
on the street.
Random, hanging out with buddies, and saw her at a pizza place. And
said, "Listen, bitch."
I saw she pulled money out of her pocket. I was like, yo, I'm in.
How much money was it?
It was like 15, 16 bucks that's back then.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I could have maybe got you a convertible back then.
We were out front of Fat Tuesdays on South Street. You know where that is?
Yeah.
What a great place to fall in love.
Goddamn.
You know what I want to say? Why wait for Friday?
Dude,
you can have a happy Thursday.
I love a Thursday, and I love a happy Thursday. Open it up.
Put in the sound effect noise. Dude, these things are awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a spike refresher. It's bubble-free, carbonation-free.
I'm sick of it. I've said it before.
It's delicious.
And I'll say it again. I'm sick of carbonation.
Dude, I can sip one of these so smooth. And it's great with like a burger because you're not like too much food, too much carbonation. It's like a chaser and a chaser.
Yes. And dude, I mean, listen, July 4th is coming up. What is a better holiday than to try Happy Thursday? It's lighthearted, fun, with crisp and refreshing flavors. All right, it's naturally flavored, and again, no carbonation, no bubble. It's bubble-free.
Bubble-free.
And it's got incredible flavors, okay? Strawberry, pineapple, star fruit. You heard me right. Pineapple, star fruit. None of this
mango, passion fruit.
Thank you.
Like, flavors you would already want, but in two separate cans, now they're in one.
Buddy, one can, and you will be the star of any party you walk in here.
Dude,
you walk in
great.
With this, buddy.
They're great. I can only imagine how great this would taste like on a boat this summer.
Oh my God. And especially a boat you didn't pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you old white bitch. Drive that shit and don't look at me with a wrinkled
skin. Yeah, put it in sport.
Yeah. And they're smooth, easy, and 4.4% ABV. All right, the perfect spike refresher in every sip. So, weekend flavor any day of the week with bubble-free, non-carbonated Happy Thursday Spike Refresher. All right. To find out more and find a Happy Thursday near you, visit drinkhappythursday.com/socks. All right, that's drinkhappythursday.com/socks. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 plus, contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Co., Milwaukee, Wisconsin, beer. Goddamn.
Yeah, well, we didn't fall in love then. It was like later at night at the hotel.
Oh, hell yeah. At the hotel? Yeah. But you were living there? She used that $17 for Best Western?
She put me up in the hotel, bro. I'm not making that up. Like, she took me literally off the streets.
And were you looking roughed up, a little unhoused, a little homeless?
Yeah, kinda, were you living on the streets?
Kind of like I am now. Look.
Yeah. More paint?
Yeah.
That's what you get when you see the windows open at Home Depot.
I was living in a fucked up situation with a stepfather that abused me.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it, but he would touch me on the penis and stuff like that.
It's the best place to touch.
Was it good?
Back then, no. Like,
okay. Did he get? Are you saying he got better?
No, because I wasn't old enough to get hard at that time, so I didn't understand it. Yeah, so like
you guys are both pissed. Like it's usually so much better.
Yeah, give me a blow chew, Dad.
Just going on like
yeah,
and I'm like looking like what's going on? I don't know.
Were you embarrassed? That usually happen.
No, let's go.
And you're looking at him. You're like, this is half you. This is your fault.
Hell yeah, let's go.
This is your fault. If you were hotter,
I was like, let's go.
Send in mom.
Yeah.
Well, damn, that's and then you email him one day and you're like, guess who can get hard now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's up? Dorgan's
flying.
Meet me at a shed.
Let's go.
So your wife takes you in, gets you off the streets,
get cleaned up. I got a good job at AT&T Wireless. I'm killing it. I'm making $32,000 a year.
Huge.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Back in 99, that was good.
Yeah.
And then YouTube came out while I was still working at AT&T Wireless. I was actually an assistant manager at a store in Jersey.
Okay. That's $34,000 a year.
Yeah. No, that was 36, bro.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
And they still hiring?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm in the office, you know, working, and I stumble upon YouTube by accident, and I just start, you know, going down that rabbit hole, and... At that time, there was no, like, regular YouTube channels. It was just random videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I opened up a channel real quick and made a prank, like, the same day that I found YouTube. I was like, you know what? Because I was always, like, a class clown, making all my coworkers laugh.
Yeah.
So I said, give it a try. So we did, like, a mock job interview with my always testy character right in the back office at AT&T.
So his character's out the gate.
Yeah, right out the gate. I started, my first, you know, videos were skits that I wrote. That I edited, that I played a lot of all the characters.
That's
Then it went to, I don't know why, prank calls, dressing up in character, doing prank calls, and then taking out in public. Because people were like, you know, go out in public like that. I dare you. So, you know, drive-through pranks, you know, in-person pranks.
Oh, pranks were absolutely massive in, like, 2015, like, FousiTube, like, before he kind of went off the rails.
Yeah, well, those guys came along and they were doing fake pranks. They were doing, you know. And
that's what I found out later on that they were fake. But that whole like generation, that like couple of years, him and Vitaly, those were when pranks were like everywhere.
They were huge, and a big
it was
part
only
of
one
that
platform
was because
too.
A big part of that was because they were setting up these epic reactions. You know, stolen bike prank, gold digger prank, and
the
they were like
ones.
Having you know actors come up, you know, to give these epic reactions. So they were getting, you know, they were, and I was like, I'm not doing that. And that's kind of why I kind of fell off the prank scene and stopped uploading a lot because I was like, I'm not going to do that. Although I know I could easily do that. You know, these guys will go into like the ghetto and hey, we'll give you $50 to just get a reaction. You know, act like you're stealing this bike.
Yeah. There was a whole channel, and every video he did was blank by blank in the hood, in the hood.
Yeah.
And then every thumbnail would have, like, the red circle around the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
It's very clickbaity.
Yeah, and just, that wasn't my thing. I was just more like going out and having a good time, getting real reactions.
Right.
It was always real.
Did you stop, did you, like, kind of, your uploads kind of, like, dissipated a bit because you felt like if you did the pranks, people thought they were going to be fake?
Yeah, I kind of just was like turned off by that, and I kind of like didn't want to be in that room, you know. Like I just
that makes sense.
I think Vitaly's in jail now, so it all worked out.
He is. Yeah, full circle.
Yeah, keep him there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in jail. You're in your car.
Yep.
Is that the first one?
Oh hell! Can we watch it?
It's probably terrible, but sure.
Yeah, if somebody was like, "Hey, do you want to watch your first video on YouTube ever?" I'd be like,
This is in the office, my office at AT&T Wireless.
Yeah.
I literally just found YouTube 2 hours ago, walked next door to Best Buy, bought a camera, charged it up, and went in the office and shot this. Swear to God, at the end of our shift, went out and shot this. And then went out in the parking lot and shot a second one.
So I don't want to hear any excuses from people listening at home. Well, I don't know how to, I don't have time. He was getting paid by AT&T to make this shit.
Yeah. Yep.
So you discovered YouTube the same day you bought a camera?
The same day I discovered YouTube. I walked right next door to our store. We had a Best Buy.
Yeah.
I bought a $200, you know, camera off the shelf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Went right in the office and filmed that.
That's
then went
wild.
Right out in the parking lot and filmed the second one where I was like driving in my car and my friend Chris, who has like a real good radio voice, he played like a police officer. It was like a cops episode where he pulled me over and I was in the car. Yeah, and just, you know, all my friends and family were like, yo, that's funny, do another one. And then it just snowballed, you know?
Yeah, was there like a local fame at first where it's like you post a video on Facebook and it does like 100 likes and you're like, holy shit. Or was it
out just YouTube. And when I was posted on YouTube and the first video got like 100 views, I was blown away. I was like, I don't even know 100 people.
Yeah, so yeah.
Where are these views coming from? How did this happen?
That's so many kiosk visits.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was kind of like the fun time where like a first video got like any bit of traction. I actually did one of the very first videos I ever did was an in-person thing. It was like, you remember when people did that thing? It was like walking around New York for 24 hours and this guy or girl was getting catcalled. It was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, it was like a really big video.
That was
like,
you?
No. But I parodied it. And for whatever reason, I was like, I was walking around in a romper in Venice Beach. This is like a decade ago. And I don't know why I did. I was just looking for clicks, I think. This is before I really had any video do anything. Yeah. And that one got like 600K views. And I was like mind blown.
Damn.
For
your first video?
No, I've been making some for a while, but I was just looking for, I didn't know what my like niche was. I didn't know what was going to hit.
Right.
But I remember I like framed it in the same way, in the same setup and font and text as the New York City video. I was like walking around in a romper. I don't know why I did that. So Vitaly in jail, 18 months in the Philippines.
Fuck. That's a fun jail.
Also, like if I was jacked, because he's on jacked steroids in jail in the Philippines, I feel like he could really,
he could
do some damage
for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Like the block captain.
I think the average height in the Philippine jail is 5'4". Maybe you could fight.
Yeah.
Is this wrong? Can Sounds somebody fact right. check this? Can Sounds we can we right. Google the how average height
up,
in a Philippines
how do you
prison?
In jail in the Philippines.
He was running around harassing the locals.
That'll do it.
And they don't play with that shit, okay?
It's a very US thing.
He was doing pranks in the Philippines?
Yeah. He was just,
holy
you know, he was,
shit.
From what I heard and from what I've seen, like, as I saw a couple clips from live streams, I guess.
Yeah.
He was literally just walking around and just hitting hats off of people, like even cops and shit, and and just harassing people.
That's just asking for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know any more of that. I don't know if there was more to it of why he got arrested, but I kind of think he made his bed, you know?
Did you see, like, a year ago, there was a guy, he got shot doing a prank.
I did see that.
And then he started doing pranks again. That's America.
Well, you never give up. That's the thing.
You never give up.
You lose a fight, you get in the ring again.
You lose a limb.
Yeah.
You get back on the ring camera the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got to respect it. That's a very American thing to
do. That's the thing. Like, it's a fine line between pranking somebody and harassing somebody.
Yeah.
My thing was always like getting in character and the brunt of the joke being me. You know, me being the one to mock or laugh at. And like I said earlier, not ruining people's day. I was always like trying not to ruin people's day. And some of these pranksters, especially now, they just go out and they're just fucking with people and just pissing people off. To me, I'm like, it's terrible. Yeah.
The one I've yelled at a million times is there's a guy who like interviews the kids at the BYU campus, Mormons.
Okay.
The soaking people. And he'll just ask them, like, because they're, you know, you're going to get a weird reaction because they're just generally very closed off people and they don't drink soda, they don't drink caffeine, they don't do any of the stuff. So he walks up there and he's like, what's your favorite sex position? And they're like, studying the Bible. So he gets these like because he knows that they're going to give weird answers and the internet's going to be like, haha, nerds never fucked before.
Yeah.
It's just very like, leave those kids alone.
Yeah, I don't like that dude.
It seems bullying. It's like a very bullying thing.
Yeah, well, and a lot of my older stuff was, even I look at it, I'm like, I'm not like that anymore. Yeah. Like a lot of it does come off as bullying, although I'm not a bully, but some people will still say that, you know. It's like, you know, if you go up and prank anybody, you're automatically the bully, like, you know. And,
yeah, you're ruining someone's day.
Yeah, so I try now to not do that at all. Like, I've matured. I've got older, you know, and I look back on these videos like, nah, I'm not cool with that. So now I just go out and, like I said, you know, a lot of shit that I do is, like, I'll just go out and tell, like, never-ending stories to people and make ridiculous stories.
That's funny,
like,
that's funny.
I'm not hurting anybody's feelings.
Just holding them captive.
Oh, we got some great ones yesterday.
Like, where were you guys filming?
Venice Beach.
Venice is, like, the YouTube best. Mecca.
Yeah.
That's like a playground for YouTubers. You bring a camera out, you're going to get something.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by HelloFresh. You know, this summer, you want to spend more time outdoors, maybe in these streets if that's your lifestyle. You want to minimize your time cooking but maximize your flavor. HelloFresh is for you. Dude, they once sent me a buttered chicken recipe that I still think about to this day. It's honestly incredible. And the best thing is, it's great for a date night for you and your lady or your man. Or if you're single, it's great for yourself because then you have leftovers the next day. HelloFresh is truly incredible. And what I love about HelloFresh is they send you the exact proportions you need. So you're not buying a pound of paprika. You're not buying a dozen eggs when you're there for 2 days. Like, they send you exactly what you need to cook that. It's so easy. You throw it all together, and it tells you the time and how long it's going to take. It's incredible. They use high-quality ingredients, including seasonal, fresh produce, proteins that travel from farm to your doorstep. It's so easy to follow a recipe step by step. You really just heat it up and put it together. It's delicious. I can't advise this enough. So make your summer enjoyable and delicious by signing up for HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/socks10FM and get 10 free meals with a free item for life. That's HelloFresh.com/socks10FM for 10 free meals and a free item in every box. HelloFresh.com/socks10FM. One box per active subscription. Free meals are applied as a discount at the first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
Goddamn. Yeah. And I just stop people and just tell stories that just go on and on, and they get more and more ridiculous, and you know, the reactions are great, and it's, at the end of the day, you know, harmless. I leave, those guys aren't pissed off, they're actually talking about me like, yeah, what was that, you know,
yeah,
and that's what it's about. Like,
and you did the Bushman stuff early on, right?
I was the first Bushman prank.
Really?
Yeah, so that's like a thing now, excuse me, but
I always think about those.
Actually, there was a guy called the Bushman in San Francisco. I don't know if you heard him, but he would just hold like two branches from a tree.
Yes, yes,
hide behind a trash can when somebody walked by and shake the...
Yeah.
And so I said, you know what? Let me put a whole ghillie suit on. So I made a ghillie suit out of like vines. Mm-hmm. And then I bought a big flower pot, plastic one from Home Depot, cut the bottom out of it, and walked around, you know, and just...
I always think about... Because I see a lot of people kind of imitating that. I always think about like, what would I do if that happened to me? Would I like squeal? Would I be mad? I would probably be like, fucking.
I would never get mad. You know, some people, you know, that's just all personality.
But if somebody got me, and if I was having a bad day, and somebody got me,
yeah,
I get scared easy. And because there's a guy who does it in like Arkansas, which, you know, he's probably the mayor or something. But
so I did this, and then I did a couple more. And then people started doing it. It literally building, you know, with the vines, the same flower pot, cutting out the bottom and walking around in it. And I'm just like, I do something usually, and then I go move on.
Yeah.
You know, like fart pranks, I did a few, then I move on. But there's guys that'll just do fart pranks, their whole thing.
Yeah.
So I did the Bushman, and anybody can put a Bush costume on and do that. So I was kind of like, you know, one done type thing. I think I did two or three.
Yeah. It's just super bingeable because you know what's coming. It is easy to watch. It's
easy. It's low-hanging fruit, you know? Yeah. Like you're scaring somebody. Anybody can do that, you know?
Yeah, there's one on TikTok where he gets good reactions where people, like, actually swing on him. But that's Arkansas, you know?
The reactions are always going to be great on that.
Yeah.
But again, you could put a Bushman costume on. So it's
you're not.
Like,
there's no comedic
element.
There's nothing unique about it.
But I did, like, I switched it up a little bit. Like, I did the farting Bush. So I would put a Bush costume on. I'd put my hand under my armpit, and I would just... In that Bush costume, groups of people are walking by, and then
that
all
was
these people,
one of the,
and
they're all
really fucking good.
That was and they're all the looking best. At each other like, "Who was that?" And there's a Bush there. Obviously, the Bush didn't fart, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bush little Bush queef.
You know,
that's one of the it's best.
Talent. That's
ones.
So good.
It's talent.
Yeah, he can burp on command, but that's mine's what kind of a queef. It's
I
loose.
Started
it's
that in like
asshole.
Third grade. Don't worry about it.
Just, I don't think I ever tried to do it.
Yeah, you could do a slow release too.
That sounds wet.
You know what makes it perfect? The end note is perfect.
It's like it's squeezing the last few drops out.
Yeah.
There's a clip. If you put on farting in New York City, there's a great clip. There's a woman taking a photo of people right in Times Square, and she's like, all right, one, two, three. And I walk by right there like that, and she just see her face turn like. So those are fun. But, you know, like I said, those are like low-hanging, easy.
But they're fun.
Every day a fart joke is funny.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever
fart
above that.
Fart jokes are always funny. Correct. Yeah. That's the video.
I mean, it's so good.
I don't even think my own ass can make it sound that
it's
good.
It's legit. And especially if you give a little, you know what I mean?
With the face.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that in like an elevator just to mess with
someone? Oh, yeah. Jack Vale was another YouTube guy that I started coming up with.
Yeah.
He patented the pooter, which is like he would use the pooter because that's what he does is the fart pranks. He's known as the fart prank guy.
Yeah.
And he does the pooter
prank.
It's
so crazy to get head being the fart prank guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the fart prank guy?
Yeah, but we did a couple episodes. where we, in the elevator, you know, it's always funny. You know, there's nowhere to run and hide, right?
Elevators are such a funny place to like prank somebody because there's nowhere you can go.
No, it's
there's
it's
a guy
so
I see on a infrared Ben. Infrared, but something like that. But yeah, he wears the Meta glasses and he just tells people really awkward stories, but he faces them in the elevator. Or he'll just.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, or he'll just say something, he'll start laughing and just say something that doesn't make sense. Like, what a lovely day for chowder, and start laughing.
Yeah, there's another guy, I don't know if you know, Johnny Hemcheck.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. He's funny. He does a lot of that. Like,
it's anybody being leaving the house. You can be in a video like these days. Everybody's absolutely. Always filming something.
Absolutely.
Even on some meet and greets, this guy came up to me and the whole time. I realized he was recording on the thing. It's like I know it, but to a blind eye, nobody knows it.
Yeah, you know that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter because there's cameras everywhere and everybody's right. filming constantly.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere you go, everybody's got their fucking phones out filming.
Maybe it's just an LA thing, but you go anywhere, what? There's somebody filming something.
Yeah.
Doing a grape review in front of an Albertsons.
Yeah.
It's always something. So, yeah, I don't know. I that always blows my mind where it's like if those because those guys could get to me because I don't think my first instinct would be like, this is a prank. If somebody jumped out of a bush right there, I think I would be a little – I think it would throw me off.
Sure.
I'd be a bitch on that.
There is something about getting scared that makes you angry immediately after.
Well, because you feel like a bitch and then you get mad that you look
that's
like a bitch.
Not
me.
What it is.
Not feel like me. A
bitch. You don't get scared?
Really?
No. When was the last time you got scared?
Misha scares the shit out of me all the time. Like, he's real good at fucking
he
kind of
looks like Vitaly a little bit. What's
Russian.
That? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that a made-up accent or is that real?
No, it's real.
He's a good accent, brother.
That's fucking awesome.
Nassim, brother.
You should do pranks in Russia. They're
yeah,
really
good.
Nice
I'm
over
good,
there.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, they don't do anything there.
I'm
they're
good,
really
thanks.
Good. That's a place where they're just like, jail.
Yeah. No, but when he scares the shit out of me or my wife scares me, like, or my kids scare me, I love it, dude. Like, give me a heart attack.
Do your kids
let me die that way. Please.
Take you out.
Fucking kill me.
How would they do it? Just ice bucket to
scare
the head?
The shit out of me and let me die.
Yeah.
That's how they'll do it. Done.
What a great video.
It would be awesome.
Killing my dad.
My dream is to die doing a prank. How epic would that be?
It would be awful if you did that and it got no views.
Exactly.
You know
well,
I mean?
It's demonetized. You kill yourself on a video and they're like, we can't monetize this.
It gets banned
this.
From every website.
Do your kids have any inspiration to do?
Yeah, my 16-year-old, my 22-year-old son, he does clip farming.
Yeah.
Off of live streams.
Yeah.
And he does pretty well with that. He's not making money at it yet.
He's doing it for other people.
Yeah. And he does some of my stuff. But my 16-year-old, he's kind of following in my footsteps, like all of a sudden, literally like in the last 6 months. And he's got a couple like 8 million views.
Really?
Videos.
Shit.
Yeah. And I'm watching him. I'm like, damn, my wife and I never saw this side of him until like 6 months ago of him being funny. And I'm pissing my pants watching some of his stuff. Like,
that's
he's doing
awesome.
Characters and it's pretty damn funny. So I'm really proud of that fucker.
That's awesome, man. Once the camera kind of turned on, he was able to kind of snap into it?
Dude, he was like real quiet, stoic all the time, never smiles, never laughs, to all of a sudden posting ridiculous content. Yeah.
Yeah.
And and he's shooting and editing his own stuff. Like, he
dude,
just
that's
picked
awesome.
It up real quick. So, yeah, I was like blown away. Like, we never saw that side of him until he posted something, and now it's just like he's running with it.
Yeah, it's what a feeling it is when you first get that. Like,
and he's killing it, and
it's
people
like a
are
hit.
And people are hiring him to do gigs and shit. Like,
really?
You know,
holy fuck!
You know, like, you know, go shoot something at a business. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did he ask you to be in any videos?
We work together. We do stuff together. Yeah, I film for him. We do stuff.
Same thing,
we're starting to do stuff together. Yeah, he's funny. He's got the comic timing down, which I never saw that. He was never funny. He was I'm not being mean. He was never funny.
Philly dad ever.
Yeah. He was never
he's
funny.
Not
kid.
Fucking
dude.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's the truth. But he wasn't ever trying to be funny either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was like all of a sudden he's like, let me try this. And he fucking took off with it. And I'm like, shit, he's going to surpass me pretty quick at the rate he's going, which is great because I'm about to die. So
what does he want to do? Does he want to just sort of stay in this, or he's trying to figure it out?
He
actually wants to be
world.
A professional boxer, believe it or not.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jake Paul, that was the same trajectory.
Yeah. Well,
film, Disney.
Yeah. My kid's like a talented athlete in boxing, and he's been training for about a year and a half or two now.
Does he have big hands like you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big dude, big penis.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions.
Does he get a.
I've tried, but no, he's not
nothing?
There yet. No.
Yeah. Well,
speed bag him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we get him on some tests or something. Really fire things back.
He's a good kid, man. I'm proud of my kids. That's the one thing that I always feel like, man, I'm kind of like a fucking loser. And my kids are doing really good, and I'm proud of them. I don't know how they came from my wife, really, because my wife's real intelligent. She's worked a really good job her whole life. She's been working since she was 15 years old. My kids are working. You know, I was a bum, you know. Still kind of am, but
So what does your wife do?
She works in healthcare.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then she's
healthcare's
like,
awesome?
No. The fact that, well, staying alive is chill. I don't know for you if you want to.
Yeah,
do
you
that,
don't
so
want it at all. Yeah.
You want to. But the fact that she's doing that and then you're like, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to film some guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just free roaming the country and she's at home holding it down. It's pretty cool. It's actually, it balances out too, because I go home and I can't be home too long. You know, around the kids and the wife and the animals.
It's hard to cheat when you're home.
That too.
Yeah.
But
what is it about being home? You're just like always on the go.
We have three dogs, two cats,
it's Noah's
four
Ark.
Kids. Oh, it's like, you get it, right? You get
it's too loud.
Shit. Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
It's like an iPhone alarm in your head.
Yeah. No, my wife, she can't go anywhere. She's probably gonna die before me.
Yeah.
A stroke, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that release and that relief by going out. She doesn't get that. Like, I talk to her. She's at home. She's stressing the fuck out.
Yeah.
This, and this. Taking this kid here. Right. Cleaning up this dog shit. Working 10 hours a day. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm in fucking L.A. chilling. You know?
And she doesn't resent you at all for this?
I didn't say that.
How did you finesse that? That's a beautiful deal.
It's funny because when we met, I was working three jobs, and she always busts my balls about it. She'll bring it up to everybody. Like, he was working three jobs, but he was only working like 2 hours a day at each job.
That's a great perspective. Yeah.
Because I wasn't a go-getter, dude. I was like, I didn't want to work. I didn't want to go to college. I dropped out of high school in 10th grade. I got a GED. I went to college for one semester, dropped out. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I literally, I'm not lazy, but this just nothing in the world really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than making people laugh and entertaining and, you know, playing music, because I mess around with that too. So I just didn't know there was a way. I actually started doing stand-up in 1999 in Philly. And I did probably about 10 gigs. And I was good at it. And people were telling me, you're going to go places. But at that time, I was married and having a second child.
Yeah.
And it was like, go to New York or stay in Philly. Right. And I was going to stay in Philly with my family, so nothing came of it. And then,
where did you get up first?
What's that?
You said you started in Philly. What venue?
Oh, it was Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philly. And I went to a comedy show, and I was like, oh, man, like, people had been telling me to do comedy for years, even before, way before the internet.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you should do this. So I said, I went to an open mic, and the guy that was Dave Kay, he's still doing comedy in Philly. He came up and he's like, how long you been doing this? I was like, this is the first time I got on stage. And he's like, you go on places, kid.
That's
and,
awesome.
Here I am.
So when you're on stage, it's more so just stories. Is it this Ed we're seeing right here, or is it kind of like more towards a chip?
It's all, everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of just story. It's a lot of just telling who I am and telling the stories of coming up, where I started. Like, hey, I started doing comedy in a kiosk in a mall.
Yeah.
You know, and going from there. And you know, a lot of storytelling, crowd work, obviously.
Yeah.
Not so much writing material like jokes that have like a build up and then a punchline.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. That's very hard to do. Dude, like, as an internet guy, I don't watch any comedy.
Yeah.
I don't watch any comedy at all. I watch like real fucked up shit, and I'm not going to get into it, but.
No, this is what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Are you on like live leaks or something?
I watch a lot of beheading type shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Car accidents?
Not fucking, yeah.
Your own sex tape with your uncle?
Yeah. All that shit.
Yeah, that's when the internet was good on the e-bombs days.
Yeah, e-bombs world.
Yeah, liveleak.com.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know.
Your friend would always want to show you a beheading video at 7 a.m.
You're like, I haven't had eggs yet, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to head roll down steps.
Yeah, you know? So I have like a real dark. I'm dark. So I don't watch anything. I don't watch movies. I don't watch TV shows or Netflix. I don't have Netflix or any of that shit.
Because it's not in the car.
It's not in the car.
Yeah.
And I like to watch just like, you know, a real dude being interviewed that's a character, or, you know, just, you know, real life shit.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, we just got two questions from the audience, and then we'll get you back out there to Venice Beach.
These guys?
This is a sock talk. It says, hey, guys, this is Mike from Wisconsin. One morning in one of my middle school classes, someone smelled like cum. A guy who I'm guessing was the real culprit decided it was me and called me Jizz Boy. Well, long story short, somehow this nickname stuck, and the rest of middle school and high school, that was my name every day. Did you guys have any crazy nicknames in high school?
Jizz Boy. What was my nickname?
How do they know how cum smelled?
They're just wondering if we had any nicknames.
Well, stiff socks. You've got.
Oh, it's yeah. This is a scratch and sniff too. It's the only on the eye.
Is it really?
Yeah. You smell it?
No.
I'm good. Like pina colada.
Penis colada. We're doing it together.
That's the name of the episode.
Improv.
Did you have any nicknames growing up?
I got locked up when I was 18.
Okay.
And when I got locked, picked up off the streets, my hair was dyed red, so all the inmates were calling me Cherry Top.
And then you'd blow
them.
You got
fucked, right?
I had a lot of...
There we go.
We could have part two of this, dude. I can tell you all that shit. But yeah, I was 18. I was in Philly. I was in jail for a year. Yeah.
For doing what? AT&T stuff?
Drugs.
Doing drugs or selling drugs?
Yeah. Selling. Good. And doing.
Good for you.
Okay. And what drug was this?
I mean, it's drugs.
Life?
Okay.
Drugs. You know?
Just drugs.
It wasn't pot. Put it that way, Trevor.
Okay. It wasn't green. It was
white.
White. Yeah, we got it.
Go Birds.
Yeah. Cool.
Stiff sock. Here.
Hell yeah. That's great.
And I thought there were two questions. Up. It was just one question.
One more.
Sock. I once put gummy worms in a girl's ass and fucked her until they melted. I ate them up after.
That's an anonymous confession. Somebody just wanted to get off their chest. Yeah. That's just somebody needed to vent.
Yeah. Any legit questions or no? All childish shit.
No, it's all childish stuff. Turn around. It's called stiff socks.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you discover Mumbles, that character? That's like one of the best ones.
Thank you, man. So Mumbles is a Southern guy, cowboy hat that I wear. Came on five by six, came on up that six with Kimura Autism. Nick came on that six out here was about a couple of years ago. My sister had to come with a friend, was Uncle Jerry Brown. But came on that of Kentucky. When I got my one to get for that six, he put that in some Bartle Dew. That's how it happened.
Bartle Dew, that's right.
But it was actually based off of my sister's best friend's dad, who was from Kentucky, and he legit talked like that. And I was at a family, it was at a funeral for a family member, and he was out front the church talking, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy saying? And he was just like, driving down there, spree camp on that accident. And I just put the cowboy hat on it and go in the hood and shit. And
yeah,
I think the best characters are all people that you like know in your real life, then accentuate it to it.
And they are. Every character of mine was, stolen from somebody that was real. Yeah, Mumbles was that guy.
Who's Chip in your life?
Chip Diamond actually probably is just the real me. Just me, I hate people, right?
Yeah.
And just like I really legit would always look at people like.
Every time it kills.
Yeah. So then I just developed it into a character.
Yeah. You know? I think it's an accentuated version.
Yeah. And always testy. My Philly guy was just based on every kid that came into the AT&T store off the streets in Philly to get a cell phone. Like, yo, my man, I'm trying to apply to get a cell phone. And I'm like, this guy's not fucking getting, he's not getting approved for the credit check. There's no way.
AT&T had a credit check.
Yeah. Me neither. I thought they just handed out phones like Frisbees.
No,
yeah.
Back then it was a credit check, my man. And
fuck.
So all my characters were always based off of people that I met or ran across for the most part.
That's awesome.
This is fucking awesome, dude.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, this was so fucking fun, dude.
Tiny hands.
Ed, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Buddy, you said, so go see your tour in a couple months. Not right now. You said a couple months. A
couple years, but...
A couple years. Okay, yeah.
So 2029.
Yep.
Go see Ed on tour.
I'm in Oxnard. I'm in Irvine. I'm in...
Oxnard's got some characters. You should definitely film there.
We are.
Go to the beach, Silver Strand. Go film out there.
We'll do. Silver Strand Beach. Sounds like a plan.
Get some characters out there.
Silver Strand. Write that down.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much. Thank you again, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
God bless.
God bless.
1 Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.